So some people have asked, which is the better volatility? The realized volatility that we talked about in section 6.1 or the implied volatility? Let's say that we live in markets that are efficient. They reflect available information properly. That's a fuzzy term, efficient markets. I don't want to get into having to define it exactly here. And secondly, that the Black-Scholes formula is in fact correct. Which would be a better estimate of the volatility over the remaining life in the option? The realized volatility, which is from a sample, or the implied volatility? If the market knows what it's doing, it's priced the option just right, reflecting the right volatility. Black-Scholes model is correct. We are in a binomial tree world. The market is functioning right inside the option price. It'll capture the right up and down moves. The option price will properly reflect the actual volatility in the market. So this has led people to do empirical tests. They calculate the implied volatility from an option, and they look at the realized volatility, say over the last year. So they got a realized volatility, they've got an implied volatility, and now they watch what happens over the next 3 months. And they measure the realized volatility in the underlying asset that actually happens over the next 3 months, which they didn't know to start with, right? They had the implied volatility to start with, they had the realized volatility from the past. So which one of those two, got two horses if you like, which one of those two is going to be closest to the one that's actually realized?